The counsel for the Electoral Commission, James Kwasi Aidan, has been cross-examining the principal witness of the petitioners, Dr. Mahmoud Baumia. In today's cross-examination, Dr. Baumia is being questioned about claims in the affidavits, duplication of exhibits in the petition's analysis came up, where the counsel for the second respondent punched holes, especially on electoral malpractices, overvoting and unknown polling stations. Counsel Kwasi Aidan drew Dr. Baumia's attention to the fact that ballot votes are transparent, hence no room for malpractices.
Dr. Baumia, the paragraph in your affidavit referring to various exhibits has been shown that there are several duplications in the exhibits that you attach to your affidavit. Is that not correct?
It is not correct that there have been duplications of exhibits in my analysis. In the analysis, even if there have been the different categories mislabelings, the analysis is what it is. There's no duplication, not one single duplication in the analysis.
In your affidavit, it has been established during the cross-examination by counsel for the first respondent that there were duplications.
In labelings, yes, not in the analysis. That was never established. I think they were afraid to receive the truth.
Dr. Baumia, please answer the question. You've been reminded of your oath. I can also remind you to answer the question to the court.
I am, my lord.
Now, in your paragraph 26, you say that these irregularities create opportunities for electoral malpractices such as overvoting and ballot stuff.
Exactly, my lord.
Dr. Baumia, the ballot boxes are transparent. They are open, shown to all present at 7 o'clock in the morning or soon thereafter as the proceedings may commence, and they are sealed and they remain in public view throughout. I am suggesting to you that there is no opportunity for ballot stuffing.
I'm suggesting to you that the pink sheets indicate a different story. You see the data, my lord, on the pink sheets tell you that the ballots that were issued to the 11,115 polling stations, that is excluding the 22 that were unknown, amounted to 11,511,207. This is the number of ballots issued to the 11,115 polling stations. If you look at the practice that the second respondent has said, that they would give 10% more ballots to each polling station, but in this case they've given 98% more ballots in aggregate to polling stations, and this is why we say it's a very unusual practice.
Dr. Baumia, you have not answered my question. I said the ballot boxes are transparent. They are standing in public view from 7 o'clock in the morning till 5. There is no opportunity to stop those ballots. I'm not talking about the number of ballots issued, etc. I'm suggesting to you that there is no opportunity to stop those ballots.
But the record shows that they will have overvoting. So where did that opportunity come from?
Certain paragraphs in the witnesses' affidavits were read out to the court on complaints that some results announced were inaccurate. On this, the witness read out the paragraph and mentioned what the actual complaints were. Bribery and extortion came on board, and this prompted the two lead counsels from the petitioners and the first respondent to debate on.
Now, Dr. Baumia, in paragraph 20 of your affidavit, if I may read the first part. Do you have it with you?
Yes.
Please read the first part.
That in light of this inexplicable difference and the experience of discrepancies that arose at Domi Kwabena constituency between the results of the MPP parliamentary candidate and the first petitioner, which results were subsequently corrected upon persistent protest by the MPP parliamentary candidate, as well as calls from members of the MPP in a number of constituencies across the country, complaining that the results being declared were not accurate.
Now, these complaints were in connection with alleged discrepancies with the votes as counted at the polling station and the votes as announced by the second respondent. Is that not correct?
The complaints were varied. They were about votes, about intimidation, about bribery, and so on. But we knew we had to come with evidence, concrete evidence.
Dr. Baumia, I'm suggesting to you that the complaint at that stage was regarding the alleged inconsistency between the votes as counted and the votes as announced by the second respondent.
There are different types of complaints, varied complaints, including discrepancies in votes announced and counted, intimidation, voting without biometric verification, and so on.
Well, Lord, I understand this is not my cross-examination, but bribery and extortion is being mentioned for the first time here. I think it should be expunged from the record. There's been no allegation, bribery and extortion. That's direct crime. I think it should be expunged from the record.
What we heard the witness say is a number of complaints were made, and he listed those complaints and said they recognized that they had to come to court with concrete evidence. In this court, we have not led evidence on corruption. It is not one of the grounds, but he was listing it as one of the grounds of the complaints received. So I cannot see why you're complaining. He hasn't said that corruption is one of the grounds of this court.
My Lord, I think that it is fair to mention that the cameras are here. We all know what happens outside this courtroom with information going out. There has never been any discussion in this case, either by pleading, affidavit, or testimony direct on anything relating to direct crimes of bribery and extortion. I think it should be expunged from the record.
My Lord, are we going to have these interjections from counsel for first respondent? He has finished his cross-examination, and it is second respondent's counsel who should be complaining about the question was asked by the second respondent and not the first respondent. Are we going to be having these interjections because certain answers are not good to the first respondent?
Mr. Kwashi Aiden again asked Dr. Baumia whether overvoting and ballot stuffing were the same in the affidavit presented to the court, and this is what Dr. Baumia said.
Mr. Baumia, do voting and ballot stuffing, do they mean the same thing so far as you are concerned?
So they are quite similar, I suppose, but if you want to find differences, I think I'm using them in the same context, that you are finding material in the ballot box that should not be there.
What was your question?
Is that over voting and ballot stuffing, does he consider them as meaning the same thing?
Yes, my Lord. In a ballot box, there is, you find overvoting, and then in some sense it has been stuffed with extra votes.
And you claim you can show us examples of where the ballots in the box exceeded the number of persons entitled to vote?
As per the records on the pink sheet, my Lord, we can show polling stations where the votes in the ballot box actually exceed the voters' registers recorded.
I think this is a repeated question. Was you put it that you've not shown a single example of ballots in the box exceeding those in the register. And we've crossed that.
Very well.
Though for excerpts of today's Supreme Court election petition hearing, which is currently on break.
The hearing of a petition challenging the results of the 2012 presidential election entered its seventh day today, with a section of Ghanaians asking questions which are yet to be answered. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Reverend Dan Markin commended the state broadcaster and the judiciary for the live broadcast to enable Ghanaians to follow the proceedings. He also commended the Supreme Court judges for the conduct of the hearing so far.
I want to thank the courts, in particular the judiciary, for making it available to us through the television and radio that we could observe what is going on. And this is a novelty, and I want to congratulate them for that. I know that these judges are very good judges. They are people of repute and honor, so I know, I'm certain that justice will be done. But questions are coming up, and I know that they will deal with it because they have inherent original jurisdiction to deal with even matters that have not really properly been filed before them. So this petition, definitely, I am certain at the end of the day, justice will be done and the best will come out of it. But you see, questions like agency, and people are asking questions, and I know the court will avert itself to that, because if I have an agent and he goes to represent me and signs a document on my behalf, it is as good as I myself signing it. The agent represents my interests. people are questioning. The agent signed these pink sheets for presidential and for parliamentary. For parliamentary, people are working in parliament now. And the next minute, we're questioning, we're saying that what the agent did, we are bringing it to court. Meanwhile, the agents themselves, they were not charged before any court. Perhaps did not represent the full interest of the petitioners. And now we are before court. I believe that all those will be dealt with.
You heard the assessment of 7 days of hearing of a petition challenging the 2012 presidential election results.